Ladies and gentlemen, it's a day that ends in Y. So it's time for another trip back into the funhouse. Here in beautiful downtown Shakopee. It's Wisecrackin' with Winter. I'm your host, Mike Winter. It's good to be here. It's a snowy Saturday night, 30 degrees. We got Paul coming back in to talk about some more of his personal problems. But first, here is Jefferson Starship with Jane.
Goddamn shit.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, I would have loved to have played the entire song by Jefferson Airplane there, but I'm sure I'd end up owing $40,000 in royalties if I did. Well, it's another big action-packed show. Thanks for coming back to the old funhouse, gang. It's been a week. I'm trying to get back on schedule and get these things pumping out. That doesn't make any sense. I'm trying to pump more episodes out of the funhouse instead of getting pumped. No, that doesn't sound right either. I'm not on my own this time. Brought in another huge guest. You may know him as Political Paul, but today he's Sick Paul. So, Paul, come on down!
What's up, Mike?
I'm good. I'm good. How you feeling?
I've been better. A little under the weather.
A little under the weather.
Continuing my personal tradition of getting sick over the holidays. Pretty much on an annual basis for the last several decades.
Pretty difficult Hanukkah for you this year?
Yeah. I threw up in my dreidel.
What?
Whatever that is.
A dreidel?
Yeah, isn't it like a spoon or something?
No. It's a little clay top.
I'm thinking of a ladle.
No. No. It's a dreidel's a little clay top that you spin.
I've been to temple almost as many times as you've been to church, I think.
Really? Because I've been to church. I've been to church a record 4 straight weeks now, so.
Surprise, wow. Motherfucker.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Well,
I stand corrected then.
Yeah, I'm trying not to be a hypocrite, you know? I get on people about Christians being pissed off that they can't say Merry Christmas anymore. They feel like it's not politically correct, and they get all cheesed off about it. But most of these Christians aren't going to church. So
I know, man. Speaking of that stealing Christmas thing, did you hear about Starbucks trying to kill Christmas?
Oh, because they didn't want to make the cups red and green?
Because, yeah, they didn't say, like, Merry Christmas on them. They just came out with red cups. It might have even been, like, they might have been in cahoots with Obama, and they were trying to, like, push communism.
What?
I mean, if you looked really close, I don't know, was there, like, a hammer and sickle design on the inside of the cup?
I didn't notice it.
Yeah. You got to watch out for that.
I'll keep a sharp eye out.
Next thing you know, they'll be stealing Halloween.
What?
Those red menace bastards! Can't they be satisfied with occupying most of Asia? Do they got to take Halloween too, dude?
And now he's trying to take your guns too, so.
Who's trying to take my guns?
Obama!
No, he's not.
Where have you been, dude? It's year 8 of his presidency, so now he's really going to get into full force at taking your guns away. The first 7 years, he was just trying to lull you into a false sense of, well, I know he wants to take away my guns, but maybe he's not really going to. But now, year 8, he's really going to take away your guns.
So that's what you and all the other right-wing psychos believe?
Dude, I've been called a lot of things, but right-wing psycho, not very often.
Ah.
No, it was a little tongue-in-cheek on my part there. But, so, I mean, apparently, I don't know, something like 70% of Republicans do think that. I don't know, man, I just pulled that number out of the air. But it would seem like a significant amount if you watch TV. But I guess, you know, you can't believe everything you see on TV.
I did end up having a pretty rousing debate on Facebook with a bunch of gun-carrying conservatives. not too long ago. It was a few days ago.
Oh, I didn't get tagged on that one?
I tagged you on it. I tagged you on that debate. But you weren't man enough to get on there and help a brother out. I mean, I was surrounded by nutball conservatives. Surrounded.
Hey, no promises, but you never know. I got a newer phone, so it'll probably pick up the Facebook a little bit better than my older iPhone 4. So maybe I'll be getting on the Facebook a little more.
Well, hey, I'd appreciate it if you would.
We'll see.
So I put up, you know, Obama announces gun actions and emotional plea for a congressional action. Okay. And then my little quote was, it's about time. Screw the NRA and all its bought and paid for politicians. And it ended up getting 41 comments.
Yeah.
So I guess I upset a few people. A couple of replies of note. This one from a gun-toting friend of mine. I'm not going to call him any names because I do like the guy. He said, way to go, Obama. We already have those rules. But you got liberals to think they are new. He sells more guns and ammo than all vendors combined with every rule. And another guy said, Smith & Wesson stock is up 900% since Obama has been in office. That was by Dan T.
Yeehaw! Oh, yeah. Good old Dan T. Dante?
No. It was an old friend of mine from my public access days that was in the military and came out a Republican. Is that like some kind of requirement when you join the military?
I don't know. Occasionally it seems like a Democrat or two comes out of there, but I think it's kind of like everything in society. It's getting more, stratified, if that's the right term.
What?
You got to remember, you're in the fun house, and 10-cent words are not encouraged unless Richie's here to interview.
Yeah, I mean, people like to, fly amongst birds of the same feather, and
birds of a feather,
they flock together.
Spout racist comments together? Is that what it is?
I don't know. I mean, it does seem like that people can't get along as well, like, from different political perspectives as they used to.
No.
I don't know. Maybe that's just perception. Maybe people couldn't get along at family gatherings when they disagreed on politics back in the old days. I don't know. Seems like there's a little more vitriol these days.
What?
A couple other little small things here. Another one of my friends said, as long as I and others are willing to make a stand or take a step forward, are the last ones with them. I think he's referring to having his guns. He's going to make a stand. And then I said, make a stand against what exactly? And then he replied, if they try Paris here. So I responded with, dude, it's not happening in bumfuck Tennessee, which is where he lives. You can relax. If it were up to me, I'd make it illegal for any private citizen to own a handgun or assault weapon of any kind. Just rifles and shotguns. There's just way too many nutty assholes in this country that could walk into a gun show and get this shit. And then I said, ask Paul Lambie. That's where I tagged you. And it was like a fucking WWF match from like the 80s, dude. And they like, I got the handout, and I'm reaching for the corner, and where are you? You're out fucking making out with Miss Elizabeth in the tunnel! I was alone! Then he put me in a figure four leg lock, and I tapped out. And the match was over.
Dude.
It was over.
You know how alluring Miss Elizabeth can be, even in her 40s.
50s, 60s now?
She can't be that old.
But anyway, so that debate went on and on and on and on and on.
She doesn't have any macho man around to keep her company anymore, so.
If it was up to me, I'd take all the handguns and melt them down and make batteries for electric cars. What do you think?
Wow, that's not bad. I mean, that seems pretty left-wing of you, though. But see, like, you're going way farther than Obama's even trying to go. Obama's just trying to say, you can't go buy a gun at like a gun show or from some guy who sells guns over the internet and like not disclose who you are and whether or not you're crazy. And like half the country is like, oh God, no, we can't require that. God wants us to be able to buy as many guns as we want from whomever we want without Uncle Sam trying to get up in our business.
Does that include Confederate flags?
Yeah, I think so. Huh. I mean, what? I mean, I guess you ought to be able to buy a Confederate flag if you want.
I mean, how much are these rednecks supposed to put up with? I mean, they already took away the Confederate flag. Yeah, they took away the Confederate flag. And now they're trying to take away their guns. What's next? They take away all the trailers? They take away education down there? Well, I think that happened a long time ago.
They could take away... Nah, I was trying to say something like toothbrushes, but maybe they already did that. I don't know.
Anywho, anyway. So you want to keep going with this, or should we talk about your illness?
Oh, and I was just going to mention those dudes out in Oregon that took over the bird sanctuary.
Oh, yeah. Refresh us on that story.
I don't know. I guess the leader of that group is like the son of the guy who had that big beef with the government like a year and a half ago in Nevada because he wanted to keep using all the federal government land for free for his ranching, and they actually wanted some kind of payment or something, and it's like, they're taking our land away that we don't own, that we ain't never owned. But we ought to have it for free because we likes using it. And, yeah, I don't know what... Oh, there was a couple of ranchers, I guess they were upset with the Federal Bureau of Land Management, and they set fire to some of the federal lands, and they got sentenced to prison in California, and so these guys showed up in Oregon to support them, but, like, they're spouting off about having local control over the land and everything instead of having Washington control it. But, like, the people in the town are like, we don't really want you here.
No.
So, like, where's your local control? But they're just, like, sitting out at this bird sanctuary or something, like, out in the middle of nowhere. I guess, like, just waiting for the feds to show up and have a shootout with them.
How quick would that be over, by the way?
Pretty quick. pretty, what was that? Waco Branch Davidian quick.
I can't wait. I hope they live stream it.
But I guess the FBI is just like, we'll just wait them out because, like, nobody really wants to go to the bird sanctuary right now. So we'll just kind of wait and see if they really brought as many cans of SpaghettiOs as they say they did.
Is that what they're eating?
I don't know. I'm sure they're eating those, like, military style, ready to eat meals in a freeze dried, shrink wrapped bag.
MREs.
All right. A lot of preppers out there, you know? They prepare for stuff like the end of the world and government sieges and all that. But that's boring. Let's talk about my health.
Hold on a second.
Dude, so I've been.
No, what, I don't want. Hold on a second.
What is this, a commercial break?
No, there's no commercial break yet. I'm just looking for something. I was going to fucking phone. Oh, I was going to be really funny, too. Damn it.
Dang, I like it when you're funny.
Fuck it. Yeah, I try. So far, it ain't working. All right, this is how I imagine the standoff will go down once the feds get there. Imagine a megaphone, because I don't have fancy sound effects here.
We need all you guys to get the hell off of that land. You have exactly 10 seconds to drop your guns and clear off that property. Otherwise, we're going to use extreme force.
Fuck you, federal government. We're exercising our rights. We're not going anywhere. Plus, we got 3 cases left of SpaghettiOs, motherfucker. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Fuck you, we ain't leaving. Okay.
Bomb has been planted.
Yeah. Oh, God damn it. What a mess. Okay, let's talk about your sickness.
Best I could do, man. I'm a little under the weather. Otherwise, I'd have given you a lot more bang for your buck there, buddy.
Well, speaking of being under the weather, if you're looking to buy a house and you have no idea how to do it and you're starting to feel sick, like Paul, you know, you're having anxiety attacks, you're shitting yourself, pissing yourself, your sex drive is gone because you're literally pulling your hair out about buying a fucking house. Call Jesse Duncan with Keller Williams. That's Jesse Duncan with Keller Williams. Look in the show notes. All of his information is there. Call him today and start shitting normally again. Thank you. Okay, Paul, you're sick?
Hey, yeah, no, I was going to say, man, I'm going to set you up with a guy.
I'm straight.
I know a realtor as well who might want to advertise on your show at some point.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, it's pretty cool, dude.
Realize it's not free.
I mean, I don't... Well, yeah, no, that's why I was going to set you guys up instead of just trying to plug him right now.
Well, what's his name?
But his... Well, you want to plug him now without even having any money, or?
Well, that guy you're talking about is you. You're a realtor.
Yeah.
In the state of Indiana.
That's true. Paul Lambie.
Okay, here's a stipulation. I'll let you plug yourself and talk about the realty game if you agree from here on out that you tell all of your friends to listen to this podcast, and every time I post this on Facebook. By the way, we have a like page on Facebook, Wisecrack with Winter on Facebook. You share it on your wall and you tell people to listen. Otherwise, no commercials. Everybody understood?
All right, that's cool.
All right, let's see how good of a commercial reader guy you are. Do you want background music for it?
Sure, yeah. Do you have any good You feel like buying a house today, music?
Yeah, I've got the music from Two Girls in One Cup. Are you ready?
Sure.
All right, you're up. 3, 2, 1, do your commercial.
Hey, you know you could just, like, rent a house or an apartment or whatever. Or, you know, maybe you already own your own house and you could stay in it because you feel like, hey, I'm kind of happy here. But take a look in the mirror and be straight with yourself. You're not happy. You always want something different. You want to buy a new house. Who can help you do that? Paul Lambie with Carpenter Realtors. That's right. Paul Lambie with Carpenter Realtors. He's been serving real estate needs in the central Indiana area for the better part of 3 years, and he will help you.
All right, I got to stop you right there. I got to stop you. Cut. I need more energy out of you.
Yeah.
I need more energy. I need more excitement.
Yeah.
I need some swearing.
Yeah.
And I need some kind of reference to your bowels.
Sign me up for that.
And I'm going to change your background music to the A-Team theme. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
3, 2, 1, cut a new ad.
God damn it, you know you want to buy a house this year. You know you do. And Paul Lambie is the guy to help you with that. And if you don't select Paul Lambie for your real estate needs, he's just going to shit. So call Paul Lambie. You can find him on the internet, or you can email him at plambie@callcarpenter.com for all your real estate needs in central Indiana. Get her done.
I like it.
That's all I got right now.
Goddamn shit.
So,
I liked it. Good job.
So, here's the question I have.
Okay.
If we're back into the show, like, do you ever get sick of hearing people say how the United States has the greatest healthcare system in the world? We've got the greatest healthcare in the world.
And then you like sick of hearing that?
Yeah. Then you like try to get an appointment. Or you try to get something covered by your insurance, and it's just like a disaster, and you're like, Yeah. Greatest healthcare system in the world.
Yeah, I think it sucks dick. I think we got a lot of good doctors. I think we got some fine hospitals. But the big problem is this is the insurance machine that just gets in the fucking way of everything. It gets in the way of people
getting healed.
Yeah.
I know, dude. I know we have like good doctors, we have good hospitals, we obviously have like the best technology in the world and all that shit. But it's like I can't even get a goddamn prescription for like a sinus infection or an ear infection or whatever the hell I have because of like the insurance bullshit, dude.
What happened today?
Like, here's my deal. Like yesterday I'm on day 9 of what started out as like I thought it was a cold, but
that's what Magic Johnson said.
Yeah. Right. I know. Like maybe I need more testing, but I can't even get in to see a goddamn primary care doctor. But anyway, you know, like the cold just kind of didn't go away and it kind of kept getting worse. I'm all congested. And then I start feeling like congestion in my ear canal.
Oh no.
And yeah, and that kind of sucks. And like, I'm hearing like faint ringing kind of in my ears,
Is that called tinnitus?
Well, if it's like not related to like an infection or something, like I think it is, then yeah, but guessing it's related to whatever I got going on. So anyway, yesterday, I just switched my insurance at the beginning of this year to a different company, and I get my insurance through the health care exchange, otherwise known as Obamacare. But I'm not even like getting a subsidy.
Okay.
I'm just, you know, going there to select a plan and whatever.
Did you get a free phone with that?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I just drove by one of those free phone tents yesterday, though, and I wondered how long until they're finally going to give all those out and be done. But anyway, so I switched my insurance. I got a new insurance company. The only thing I got in the mail from them was a card, you know, a little ID card, and it said below is your primary medical provider, primary care physician or whatever. And it said, if you didn't select one, we assigned one to you. Well, when I signed up, there was no question like, hey, who do you want to be your primary provider? Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, good. So, I mean, nobody asked me. I didn't have an opportunity to pick one. So they just assigned one to me, some random doctor at some, you know, kind of, kind of ghetto clinic, I mean, based on where it's located. And I was like, yeah, I've never been there. I don't want to go there. I have a place I've been going. So I called the insurance company yesterday, and I'm like, hey, can I change my primary doctor to so-and-so? And they're like, okay. And then she puts out the information or whatever, and she goes, well, it usually takes a few days for that to update. And I'm like, okay, so can I go see that doctor?
Yes.
And she's like, well, you know, it might not be covered unless the change is taking place in the system.
Uh-oh.
We don't know how many days that'll take.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, really? So I called to get an appointment anyway. And the clinic where I normally go to, they're like, we don't have any appointments today. And we're all booked up tomorrow. And I was like, well, can you help me get an appointment like at one of your other clinics? And they said, well, yeah, but you won't be covered.
Uh-oh.
Because you won't be going to your primary provider. And
this is when your dander got up, right?
Right. I mean, because, you know, I pay like a few days worth of salary every month just to have insurance. So it'd be nice if I could get, like, you know, a free office visit, which I'm supposed to get at my primary provider only, though. So they're like, well, they're like, we could get you an appointment at this other clinic, but you'd need to call and change your primary provider.
Yes.
To be in that clinic.
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah, but they don't know if that it'll take effect for a few days, so I still wouldn't even be covered. It's just kind of ridiculous. So then I was thinking about going to urgent care because my my ID card says, you know, if I go to my primary doctor, the charge is zero. If I go to urgent care, it says $100.
You should have went down the old Medico and got it done. Yeah.
It's kind of far to just get a prescription, but, you know.
They got a great doctor.
It's closer.
My dad goes down there to get his teeth worked on sometimes, the big G.
Yeah.
He goes down to Texas in the winter, and he'll slide in the old Medico, and he goes and sees Dr. Chiquito.
Get about Dr. Pliers. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I call my insurance company. I know this is getting long, but.
His teeth look like a busted piano now.
I call my insurance company back to check to see if the urgent care place that I'm going to go to is in network. So at least, you know, they'll write down the cost a little bit or whatever. It'll be under my, you know, $100 like it says on my card.
Cool
and they
story,
go, oh,
bro.
Well, you got a deductible, though. That $100 doesn't, you don't get charged the $100 until after you paid your whole deductible. So I'm like, well, it doesn't say that on the card. Now I'm like, well, I'm not going to go to urgent care and pay like a $300 or $400 charge or whatever they charge at urgent care because, you know, it's all urgent and stuff.
Yeah, so no, I went a couple of weeks ago. No, a month ago. I don't remember when it was. I went to urgent care and...
how much did you get? How much was that?
I thought my insurance would cover it. And they ended up covering like $50. It ended up costing me $280 out of pocket.
Wow. What was that for?
I had a lung infection. I didn't realize it. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a good thing they kicked in, though, and picked up that $50.
Yeah, they're fucking great. Anyway.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm not going to go to urgent care and pay like $300 just to get a goddamn prescription to treat like a sinus infection or an ear infection or whatever, you know? So I'm like, okay, there's a Walgreens right here and they have like that Minute Clinic or whatever in the Walgreens.
I've been to those.
So I asked the insurance lady, I go, well, do you guys cover this? Is it in network? And she goes, well, we can't tell you based on like, it's a Walgreens. You'd have to give us a doctor's name. And you go into the Walgreens, and they don't even have a doctor's name up on the wall. There's not even a receptionist. You just check in at a kiosk. So I'm like, fuck, this is ridiculous. So here's the thing. I check in on the computer screen at the Walgreens, and there's supposedly three people ahead of me, even though there's, like, nobody waiting. And the doctor's like, behind the wall with some patient or something, you know, behind a closed door. So you don't even really know if anybody's there. But
diddling?
So I'm waiting at the Walgreens. In the meantime, I call back the insurance company because when I had called before and I had pushed through all the options, I remembered hearing that they had a nurse line. They're like, you know, press 4 to talk to the nurse line. So I'm like, well, let me try that while I'm waiting here. So I call back. I get the nurse line, and of course they're like, well, you know, the nurses are busy, but they'll call you back in like an hour and 20 minutes. It's like, can they prescribe medication? Is it possible when I talk to them that they can call in a prescription for me based on all my symptoms? And the lady goes, oh yeah, it says here that's one of the things they can do. So I'm like, all right, maybe I'm all right now. I don't need to pay for the Walgreens clinic out of pocket or whatever. I'll just go home, wait for the nurse to call. So the nurse calls, goes through all my symptoms, and she's like, oh, yep, well, the recommendation would be you need to be seen within the next 24 hours. And I'm like, no shit, but can you call in a prescription? She's like, oh, no, I can't do that. I just want your entire insurance company to just, like, disappear.
And just a side note. Do you think He-Man had health insurance?
I'm just thinking I want your whole company to just, like, disappear.
By the power of Grayskull,
yeah.
Winter.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. So, yeah, the long and short of it is I'm at home, and I got some nurse telling me on the phone that it's really recommended that I be seen within the next 24 hours. based on my symptoms of an ear that's all like clogged up and popped yesterday, and my 9 days of chest congestion. I'm like, yeah, tell me something I don't know. Can you just call in a goddamn prescription for like an antibiotic or whatever the hell they're going to do when I eventually see somebody and fork over a couple $100?
Right.
Yeah, so.
Oh, fuck, dang it!
It sounds like a
healthcare system.
Real drag, dude. Why don't you just, I don't know what you should do.
I don't know, man. I'm just going to tough it out like a man.
I guess.
You want to know what I actually have done? I got home and I stuck some garlic in my ear.
What the hell?
You did what? You stuck garlic in your ear?
Google that. Home remedies for ear infection. And they say stuff garlic in your ear because it's got antibacterial qualities or whatever.
Really?
So I had a couple cloves of garlic shoved in my ear for the last hour and a half.
Hmm.
I figure I add a couple of cold beers and then knock it out. just knock me off then if that would be good. I had a good run.
Yeah.
Been all right.
Well, how's the garlic working out for you?
It smells good.
Yeah, is it helping your ear at all?
I don't know. Maybe I feel a little. You know, I felt a little burn for a bit there, but I think it might be actually feeling a little better now.
So you're resorting to medieval medicine to fix what ails you, and it'll probably work quicker than actually getting in and seeing a doctor. That's pretty sad, dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, can I ask you something? Can I take us on to a little bit of a non sequitur here?
What?
Define non sequitur for all of our southern friends.
I'm not going to get approval. I'm just going to go with it.
Well, what does it mean?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can fucking hear you. What does non sequitur mean?
Great. A non sequitur is something that like doesn't follow from the information previously discussed.
Ah.
That's probably a poor use of the term on my part.
Well, give the shit.
I feel like if I gave you
an answer that didn't make any sense, what I really meant was just to switch, go off topic, and because I
then just say, can we go off topic?
Health insurance industry.
Oh, I think we've beat that dead horse. Enough.
But yeah, so you ever been like watching TV, and you just start watching like some random show, like say. Maybe you were watching Jeopardy and it ended and you just like weren't paying attention, so you didn't change the channel to something else right away.
Uh-huh.
And then you're just like too lazy to like look for something worth watching on your DVR.
Uh-huh.
So you just like watch a new show you've never seen for a few minutes.
Sure.
And then you're like, oh my God, this is terrible. These jokes are like so contrived. And these guys are like just trying too hard. And you're like, this show's going to be canceled immediately. And then you're just like, well, what is this? And you hit the info button, and you see that this is like episode 11 on season number 3.
What?
Uh-huh.
And you're like, wow, the show's like towards the end of its third season. I've never heard of it.
What show was it?
What was it? Oh, it's called Undateable.
Undateable. How about unwatchable?
Yeah, that was my take on it. Have you heard of it?
No.
Yeah, I guess it's on NBC. Is what it was. I was like, seriously though, I thought I was watching like the initial like pilot episode because it's like the jokes and the acting were like so. Overdone like at the beginning of the show, and I was just like, oh, they're trying to like get out to a hot fresh start and
really turn you off
people, and I'm like, oh, this is like the 37th episode or something. Wow, like people are actually watching this. And
you watched it, dummy.
Yeah, I watched about 3 minutes of it. And then I realized there was like a Timberwolves game on.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you'd rather watch them lose and watch horrible TV.
Watch them get drubbed.
Hey, do you want to play a new game?
I love new games. Okay. You know I love new games.
All right.
What's it called?
The name of this game is called the Playground Insult Game. And here's how you play. You and I will take turns insulting each other. We each get 5 jokes. Okay? If you laugh, you lose.
All right.
Got it?
So 5 jokes, hit your mute button. And then what?
And then you lose. I will not hit the mute button.
Okay.
Okay? Are you ready to go?
I guess so, yeah. Who goes first? Will you flip a coin or what?
No, I'll go first. I'll go first. Okay. It's my show.
That makes sense.
That might sound...
It's your game.
Okay. First joke.
Your fun house.
Okay, you can't talk during it. During my joke.
All right.
Ready? Your mother brushes her teeth with corn nuts.
My mother... brushes her teeth with corn nuts.
Yep.
Okay. Got it.
All right. That's another rule. Laugh. You got to repeat the joke without laughing.
Okay. Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
All right. Now what? Is it my turn?
Your turn, yep.
Jesus Christ.
All right, let's see, here we go. Your family is so poor that, you know, y'all didn't even have Kool-Aid when you were a kid. You just had like half of a Band-Aid box that said Aid, and then your mom put water in there. And some food coloring and said, here's your Kool-Aid.
I'm not even going to repeat
that. Did you
laugh?
I think you just laughed.
No, I didn't.
You can see if you don't repeat it, then you lose.
I can't remember all that.
Come on, dude. You didn't even have Kool-Aid. Okay. You just had water and food coloring in a Band-Aid box.
My mother put water and food coloring in a Band-Aid box and said, here's your Kool-Aid. Okay, there.
That's
I repeated
close
it. All right.
I guess you squeaked through that round.
Yeah. Here's my next one. I once punched your dad so hard in his fucking face that his tits fell off.
Wow. That's pretty impressive. You once punched my dad so hard in his face that his tits fell off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got you. All right. Dude, your mom was so stupid that I asked her where she was, and she said, oh, I'm at the corner of Hennepin and Washington. And I said, dang, that's where the prostitutes hang out. And she was like, yeah, I don't care, I know.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
So my mom is so stupid, she sat in the corner of Washington and Hennepin or whatever, and you said, hey, dummy, that's where the prostitutes hang out.
Yeah, she said, I know, because I'm a prostitute.
Okay. My See? Turn.
Yeah. All right, your turn.
Your mom's vagina smells good and tastes good.
So you said your mom's vagina... smells good and tastes good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just laugh, but I guess, you know, I don't know if that, I guess that doesn't count because it's your joke.
I guess.
Or did you lose?
No, I was coughing. All right, your turn. Third attempt.
Dude, your mom's so ugly. The bitch got 2 feet growing out of her titties, you know? The bitch fell down and she kept running.
That's original.
Oh, it's supposed to all be original jokes?
Well, you could try.
Yeah, I did. You saw how that went.
There, you just laughed.
At my own joke. No, that right. was a cough, dude. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Let me think. Your mother is so good at sucking dicks that she became cross-eyed as a result. I'm sucking too much dicks.
I thought that was just called concentration, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, so your insult was your mother sucked so many
no,
dicks.
No, you have to say my mother. You can't refer to my mother. You guys.
No,
say
you have
my
to repeat
mother.
The joke is
oh,
what you
okay.
said.
All right.
Yeah, you said your mother sucked so many dicks, she got cross-eyed. Long and short. What is this round? Is this round number four?
Yeah, you're on your fourth attempt.
Dude, your family was so cheap when you were a kid that your dad would tell you guys you were going on a camping trip, but he'd just take you down to Minnehaha Park and pitch a tent in the woods. And your dad thought that went good every year, and it was all good until the one year the cops came and ripped up your tent and arrested you because they were trying to rebuild Hiawatha Avenue.
Okay. So my dad got us thrown in jail for taking us camping in a public park off a major road.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I know. As a kid, you were such a fucking slob when you ate that when you went outside to play after, all we had to do was look at your shirt to know what you had for dinner. And you used to wear a shirt that had Ziggy on it that said, "Darn, I'm good." And one day we saw you, and there was spaghetti sauce all over it.
Oh, well, I think you just laughed at your own joke. I think I won.
You gotta repeat it.
As a kid, you were such a freaking slob when you ate that to know what you had for dinner, all we had to do was look at the front of your shirt, and you had a Ziggy shirt.
Yeah.
That said, "Darn, I'm good," and it regularly had spaghetti stains on the front.
You're not laughing.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm laughing on the inside, baby.
You know what? I'm going to give that one. I'm going to give you that round. I'm going to give you the game. Next time, hopefully it'll go a little quicker. But anyway, speaking of quicker, we got to wrap this up.
I think that's a game you really got to prep for, because I really wasn't ready for that one.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't done like schoolyard insults in 20 years.
That's kind of the point.
Yeah. That's why I had to borrow one from Ice-T, you know?
I thought you'd laugh for sure when I said I hit your dad so hard his tits fell off. I was kind of surprised I didn't get anything out of you.
Yeah, I'm like a stone, dude. I can just freeze up when I need to.
Well, you know what, dude? It's time to wrap the show up, and it's time to get to the segment, What Did I Learn Today? Hey, why don't you do it this time? I always have to talk about what I learned. What did you learn today?
What you learned or what I learned?
What did you learn?
Oh, gosh, I learned today that... I don't know. America is like pretty cool and stuff, but damn, sometimes I really wish I lived in one of those countries with their wacky socialized medicine.
Mm-hmm. What else?
I learned that you kind of agree because you had like. You had to get an iron lung, and your insurance company wouldn't pay for it. And I didn't know about that.
Well, it's a show of revelations. Anything else? What else did you learn?
I learned that you're still into talking about people's parents in really inappropriate sexual ways, which is totally incongruous with me trying to advertise my fledgling real estate business here in Central Indiana. I really am not sure I'm going to be able to pull up any clients with this podcast.
Well, speaking of fledgling businesses, if you need a DJ for your next wedding, call or get a hold of Minnesota Superior Sound. They are on the internet, minnesotasuperiorsound.com. If you have an Apple, hey, there's Flash on the website. So head on over, or just head your ass on over to somebody else's computer, or go to Facebook and look up Minnesota Superior Sound on there and request some information. These guys are the best. Minnesota Superior Sound. Burn that into your fucking brains. Hey, thanks a lot, Mike, Paul.
Mike, can I say something before we go?
If it's quick.
Yeah, I know we don't have time to get into the details, but no. Can I just say, like, what a weekend of football this was with the opening round of the NFL playoffs.
It was a real nail-biter.
That Seahawks-Vikings game.
Yeah, boy.
On the frozen TCF field. Oh, my goodness. You enjoyed that one, didn't you?
Dude, I was on the edge of my seat for that game. What a game. It harkened back to the good old days of Lambeau Field when they had the Ice Bowl with the Dallas Cowboys. Man.
And I know that outcome was just what you expected. And then we had...
It was.
We had the college football championship on Monday night.
Right.
Wow. I mean, that's kind of like the best weekend of football all year, if you ask me.
Yes, what a game, huh? I can't believe they pulled it out.
So I'm looking forward to next week when...
I can't believe your dad didn't pull it out.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to next week's show when you talk about the results from the second round of the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, hey, we'll get into it. We'll get into it.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for listening. Thanks for being on, Paul. And
thanks for having me.
It's your mic, Mitch. Go ahead and take it, big man.
Thanks, Mike. I'm Mitch, executive producer of Wisecracking with Winter. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to get a hold of Mike, email him at wisecrackingwithwinter@yahoo.com. If you're into Facebook, check out our Wisecracking with Winter fan page or follow us on Twitter at @GetWisecracking. Make sure to listen and rate the show on iTunes and check us out on Google Play Music.